Parshas Shmos, Avishai David. There's a fascinating disagreement between one of the Gdolei Ador, Amram, and his daughter, Miriam, regarding a very fundamental issue. The Torah in the beginning of Parshas Shmos records, Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, Vayikach es bas Levi. Rashi, quoting Chazal, notes that this was a second marriage. Amram had separated from his wife as a result of the Gzeirah of Paro. Kol ha-ben ha-yilod ha-yeora tashlichu v'chol ha-bas t'chayun. Miriam dissented and essentially argued with her father that his Gzeirah is much more difficult and harsher than that of Paro. Paro's gzeira was directed towards the males, towards the zecharim. And the gzeira of her father encompasses both males and females. Amram, the Gadol Ador, listened to his daughter's presentation and decided that she's correct. And as a result, he once again takes Yocheved Lukuchim Shniim, a kind of second marriage. And as a result of this second marriage, who is born? Ma'iran Shal Yisrael, Moshian Shal Yisrael, the light of Klal Yisrael, the one who became the Manig Yisrael, the Nabi Yisrael, namely none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. Amram, Rishonim point out, was one of the Gdolei Ador. When Ribbono Shel Olam reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, at the beginning of Parshas Shmos, he mentions initially the kesher with the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, namely Amram. Ribbono Shel Olam says, Vayomer Anochi Elokei Avicha. The Rambam mentions in Hilchos Melachim, in Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, in terms of mitzvahs that were essentially redounded to the credit of Amram. So clearly Amram is the prominent personality. And offhand, when one thinks about the question, one would argue very fervently and perhaps passionately on behalf of Amram's position. Al-pi svara, al-pi logic, if this time period is not matim, is not appropriate for the kiyum ha-mitzvah pruvu, that seems to be a logical kind of conclusion. The Gemara, of course, discusses in Maseches Tainis, Daf Yud Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Poskim, articulate this position, that when there's a great sakana, there's no question there are constraints on the mitzvah pruvu. We understand logically and rationally that be'ez tzara, during a period of anguish and travail and turmoil for Klal Yisrael, if chas v'shalom the result of having children is going to be catastrophic, yochez v'nipetz es olalayich el asola, as the Nabi says in Tehillim, Perakuf Lamazayim, Pasuk Tes, there's no point, lichora, at first glance, of bringing children into the world. These children have no future, have no ultimate destiny. Their lives will not go anywhere. And that seems to be the very antithesis of the mitzvah, Pruvu. When the Torah describes Pruvu, the Torah says, Pruvu, that as a result of multiplying and propagating, one will be Isaac, Bekibush, conquest, all types of conquest of a positive nature, contributing so much to the world at large. But if one's ultimate chances of doing so are at the very outset doomed to failure, or Rachman Litzlan, the potential lifespan will be limited in nature, perhaps there's no mitzvah approval under those circumstances. Do we have to go ahead and produce karbanos liritzicha? Perhaps there's no mitzvah approval. So Amram has a position which seems to be very logically grounded and very well founded. And therefore he contended that one has to be an achzar, even cruel, during this tragic and terrible kind of period. And those of us who are not far away from the Shoah, from the Holocaust, this question came up on many occasions. Does the mitzvah of Pruvu require that when Rachmanu Litzlan, we are being decimated, our children are being thrown into gas chambers, where we are simply headed for what seems to be shmad, hashmada, total destruction, and the like. Could there possibly be a mitzvah of pruvu under those circumstances? Miriam, as our Soloveitchik Zatzal used to note, was the eternal optimist. She was aware of the arguments of her father, of Amram, the Gadol Hador, and she understood very well where exactly he was heading. He was concerned about the Hatzalah of Klal Yisrael, but she thought otherwise. And she was able somehow to present to her father an argument which ultimately he acquiesced to. Because of her Eitzah, because of her sagacity, because of her wisdom, because of her advice, because of her Machshava Yeshara, who emerged? Nismale Habayis Kula Eira, the Gemara says. The whole house became illuminated with the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshiach Shel Yisrael. So this issue is a very significant and critical issue in the life of a Jew. One that all of us confront during different kufos in our lifetime. We're all faced by similar kind of challenges. And often one can think that my svara, my thinking is clearly logical and undoubtedly authentic and correct. But in reality, there may very well be other svaras that would override yours. Another classic example of this conflict and challenge we see in the context of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the subject of the famous Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud. Yeshayahu HaNavi, the prophet, comes to criticize Chizkiyahu Be'ez Cholyo when Chizkiyahu was ill. And there's a tviya, there's a claim against Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And the Navi tells him in Yeshayahu, Ko Amar Hashem Tzav LeBeisecho Ki Meis Ato V'Leisichya. You should issue your last will and testament because you're no longer going to live. Your lifespan is about to end. So Yeshayahu explains to Chizkiyahu, when Chizkiyahu questions him, why? Why is this punishment being imposed upon me? And the answer, the Gemara says, Yeshayahu tells him, you are not osik in the mitzvah of Peruvu. You decided not to fulfill the mitzvah of having children. So Chizkiyahu defends himself and contends to the Navi his reasoning, his rationale for not fulfilling the mitzvah was quite logical, very solidly anchored, and very solidly grounded. Namely, he saw in his Koach HaNevuah that a Ben Rasha is going to emerge from his loins. One of his scion will be a terrible king, a wicked king. And he did not want to come to the matzav to the situation of what the Mishnah Berurah actually tells us in our Chaim Siman Mem Zayin. Mishnah Berurah says when a person in the davening at the end of Avodah Tzion comes to the phrase Leman lo niga lo rik v'lo nele da behola, of course at that point one should have in mind that Hashem should be mezake all of us to have children who are yirei mushleimim, who are connected to Hashem Yisbarach in every fiber of their body, whose lives are pulsating with Avodas Hashem, with Yiras Hashem. We should not, chas v'shalom, engage in yegiyah l'rik, toil for naught. B'lo neilad abehola. We shouldn't give birth to those children who are not going to have clarity in their lives, but will lead to behola, confusion. People will be confounded. So that seems to be a legitimate taina again on the part of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Yishayo responded to him, Bahadei kafshei derachmano lo moloch. That's not your geschäft. That's not your asek. That's not your business. We are obligated to do that which the Torah imposes upon us. The Torah has articulated many obligations upon each individual Jew, upon Klal Yisrael. However, what you saw, our heavenly calculations that lead to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's not your asek. Your asek is to be mekayem the mitzvah pruvu. And what's going to be that the Ribono Shel Olam will be machriya, he'll be the one to make a decision. So the Chazal tell us that Chizkiyahu listened to the Kol Hanavi. Chizkiyahu married. Who emerged from that union ultimately? Menashe, Melech Rasha Shein Kamo, Rasha Merusha. However, what he did not see was the son of Menashe, Yoshio HaMelech, several generations down, that he didn't have that kind of prescience and vision. And the ultimate result was that even though what he saw was a Russia, but ultimately, even from the loins of that Russia, emerged a great tzaddik, Yoshio, tzaddik Yisrael Olam, that the Navi Yirmiyahu writes about him in Perek Dalet Pasuk Chaf of Eicha, Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem, Nilka B'Shchisoysom, Asher Amarnu B'Tzilo Nichye V'Goyim. Ad Kidekach, where the Navi Yirmiyahu testifies about him, Shelohayu Lefanu Melech, Asher Shov Al Hashem B'Cholavavo. And afterwards, subsequently, who else is born? Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. The Balei HaTosfos write in Ma'akot and Daf Chav Ches, and in Maseches Erechin, Daf Yud Zayin, there the Gemara says Tzidkiyahu was from the Inshi Demali. Rashi says he was a chosid. And Tosfos Ma'akot and Chav Ches on the Beis writes that he was a tzadi gomor. Ad kedei kach, where Chazal have the following comment at Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel. The Gemara says, "Bikesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahachzir Yisrael mitohu vavohu bishul doro shel Tzidkiyahu." Hashem wanted to literally turn the world upside down. The door of Tzidkiyahu was the door of people who were not the Hashem in the proper kind of way, who acted inappropriately, and the like. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Tzidkiyahu v'nizkara daito. Tzidkiyahu's personality was of such stature, so great, so colossal, he was able to stem the tide and stave off the potential terrible gzeirah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind for his door. So this is another amazing conflict that we see between Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Yishayahu HaNavi, We have to carry out that which the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us to do. We have no right to make cheshbeinos with mitzvahs. Our approach should be tomim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. We have to be in Eved Hashem b'tzmimus. We have to posit and postulate in our lives. Kol man di avad rachman letov avad. Whatever Hashem Yisbarach does is for the good, for our good, individually, collectively. So here again, we have svaras that people often can pose, but those svaras may not necessarily be correct. And often these svaras have to be corrected by someone else in our generation who's able to see things with greater clarity. So even though Chizkiyo HaMelech saw Beruach Kodshoi, Menashe, Shehem Itzelem Beheichol, he put a tzelem in the Eichol of Beis HaMikdash. But his re'iyah, his vision, was not of a panoramic nature, was a very limited, mugbal kind of re'iyah. We don't have the ability to make cheshbeinos with the mitzvah Hashem. Even though there's no doubt that Amram and Chizkiyo were motivated by the greatest of kavanos. Our third example that should be cited is regarding the brachas that were given by Yaakov to his children, to his grandchildren, Yosef HaTzadik, a term that is not lightly used in Chazal, that describe his incredible tzidkus, both because of Eshes Potiphera episode and because of the fact he did not at all avenge the sale, but he saw everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was Litova, and for so many other reasons, including what the Daskin Bali HaTesis point out, that his contact with Yaakov Avinu, once Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, was also of a very limited nature. Yosef was frightened that Yaakov would engage him in conversation, and perhaps in the course of it, he would be compelled to reveal what happened, and he so much wanted to protect his brothers and protect the family unity. For all the reasons and many more, Yosef is deemed by Chazal a great tzaddik. So in the curse of the brachas that given by Yaakov to his children and grandchildren, Yosef sees that Yaakov Avinu switches hands in terms of Ephraim and Menashe. As far as he's concerned, Menashe is the Bechor, and therefore the right hand of Yaakov should be placed on Menashe. Ephraim, the younger child, the left hand should be placed on Ephraim. And right away, he attempts to correct his father in a very sensitively, beautifully crafted kind of way. Lochein Avi, my father, he says, Kizeh Bechor, Sim Yeminecha Al Rosho. And Yaakov answers him in the most beautiful way. Yodati b'ni yodati, I know very well, Gam hu yela'om, v'gam hu yigdol. V'ulam, ochi v'akoton yigdal mimenu, v'zaro yiyeh, b'lo hagoyim. And that's what Yaakov tells Yosef is the following. What you know, I also know. But I have an additional piece of information. Double lashon of the pasuk. Yodati b'ni yodati. That which is hidden from you, the Ribbono Shel Olam revealed to me. What's going to be in the future? Namely, Yaakov Avinu saw that the future will bring two different Mahalchim. Ultimately, Torah will emerge from Ephraim. Malchus will emerge from Menashe. Menashe being the Manhig. Ephraim being the one who was Rogel. Eitzel Hasaba. He used to learn with Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov had a certain idea that, in effect, Yosef did not have. A third example, and there are many other such examples, including that of Reuven,
The Chazal say the Erech Reuven, Vayishkav is Bila Pilegash Obi, Vayishma Yisrael. He was Toveya, the covered of his mother, Kibur of Aim. Undoubtedly, his Kavanas will Hashem Shamayim. But as the Kuzari writes, just because one's Kavanas will Hashem Shamayim does not necessarily mean that Masar Ritzuyim, that the actions that he takes are necessarily the worthiest of actions. And Yaakov Avinu takes him to task. In the brachas, Pachas Kamayim Al Tosar, you acted impulsively, you acted impetuously, Ki Olisa Mishkeve Avicha, Os Chilalto Yitzui Ola, you should not have paskin, Vazich Alein, by yourself. And even though there's a basis for what Reuven did, unquestionably, as he presented a very logical svara, Yaakov Avinu was able to override him and take him to task. And in a similar vein, we have a dialogue in this week's parasha between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem Yisbarach. Moshe Rabbeinu remonstrates with Hashem Yisbarach for a week, refuses to accept the shlichus that Hashem wants to impose upon him. A shlichus which of course is l'dorei doros, l'netzach nitzochim, that will have everlasting impact on the destiny, on the future of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is ultimately responsible for executing the Geula. Anivelo Malach, Anivelo Sarav, Anivelo Shileach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chveidu v'atzmo. That is the divine plan. That's the divine tichnun. And Moshe Rabbeinu remonstrates with Ribbono Shel Olam. And Ribbono Shel Olam tells him, Ro ra'isi es oni ami asher b'mitzoyim ve'azakosim shamati b'mnei nogzov ki shamati es machalvov. Says Rashi, why the double lashon? Chazal, you see riachas, but I, the Ribbono Shel Olam, says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Roe rios harbe, I see many rios. And again, there's a disagreement. Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So even when one thinks that his svaras are logically constructed, well-crafted, well-thought-out, b'sach hakol, frailty, thy name is human. We're only human beings. Our re'ios are limited, are mitzumtzum, and a person certainly can often err, can often make mistakes. Several hundred years ago, there was a well-known personality named Thomas Malthus. And he wrote about the population explosion. How is it going to be possible that the world population will explode as it already was then? We won't be able to sustain, we won't be able to feed all these human beings. So what's the Eitzah? The logical Eitzah is have fewer children. Not be Mekai in the Mitzah, Pruvu. And if we limit the number of children, we limit the number of individuals who populate the earth, we will be more likely able to sustain the population that we have, albeit of a smaller nature. And that seems to be a logical conclusion that many large, massive countries in the world, China and the like, came to, and others as well. But Klal Yisrael, we do not subscribe to this kind of thesis. We are ma'amin and we believe with our hearts and souls, Shakodesh Baruch Hu zon mikar nireimim ad beit zikinim. Hashem Yisbarach sustains the entire world, from the most gargantuan of creatures to the smallest. That's not such an acceptable kind of hashkofa. And unquestionably, even without that hashkofa, we know that science is constantly progressing, new technologies, new portentant, and it's very possible some scientists might put together perhaps even a small pill which will have the ability to sustain a person for an extended period of time. But we believe firmly, as Chazal comment, the Gemara in Tainis,
And Daf Ches on the base, Man de Yoiv Chaye Yoiv Mizoni. The one who gives life gives Mizonos. They say over the Meshech Chochma, Rabbi Simcha Kain Bidvinsk, his wife was named Chaya. So he used to jokingly cite that Gemara. Man de Yoiv Chaye, the one who gave me this wonderful wife, gave me Mizonos. Chazal say the Schus of Mizonos is in the schus of a person's wife. That was a Derech Agav comment. But the Yisrael Advorim is the same Yisod. We may have svaras that seem to be incredibly logical, very put together. But sometimes there are other svaras that are more correct and that negate even our wonderful svaras that we put together. In the world that we live in, we have to go ahead and try our best to be mechanech children, to be b'nei Torah. But also we have to worry about their panosa. We have to worry about the all of their acheretz. And unquestionably, people ask, tachlis, what's going to be? How are we going to support our children? How are they going to support themselves? But to a certain extent, this thesis is correct. There is an obligation. Person has to make a hishtadlus. That's what Chazal say, a famous Sifrei. Uviracha Hashem Elokecha b'chol asher ta'aseh. The Sifrei writes in Dvorim, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yudches, Yochel Yeshiv Boto. Person thinks I could sit back and everything's going to come to me. Tamalem b'chol asher ta'aseh. So unquestionably, there's a need for tachlis, a need for a plan, how one is going to go about and have panosa. On the other hand, we are ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim, that there is an area, there is a shetach, which is Bahadi Kafshi Rachman Alamalach. We carry out our obligations. We learn Torah, we do mitzvahs. And we also at the same time clearly have to think through the hishtadlitz that's necessary in order to be able to live this kind of a lifestyle. They once asked the Chafetz Chaim Zechatzag Livracha, a person had a son who was learning Torah, and the father asked the Chafetz Chaim, Vazol Zayn Mitachlis, what's going to be the ultimate Tachlis? Namely, Panosa. And he went to the Chafetz Chaim and asked him, is this such an avla that we should think about Tachlis, about Panosa? So the Chafetz Chaim, of course not. Obviously, one has to think about Panosa. Obviously, one has to have one's feet planted on terra firma and think about Parnosa for one's children and grandchildren. But we also have to recognize the ultimate overriding element, which is Breishis Bar Elokim. As the Ramban writes, what does Breishis refer to? Bishul Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. We are called Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvuaso, says the Navi. And that's one of the tachlesim, the world was created for a Klal Yisrael. Another tachles, equally important, Bishril HaTeirah Shenikres Reishis. Teirah is considered to be Reishis as well. The tachles HaBriya is a Klal Yisrael to learn Teirah. And we know, Kutcha Brichu, Yisrael V'Araisa Chadu, it's all one shutfis. It's one unit. This element of Torah and the element of Yisrael and the element of Hashem Yisbarach joined together and merge in one tripartite element, which is Echad, Meyuchad. So in effect, one has to certainly take that into consideration in a very careful and profound kind of way. So often, even though we think that we've thought through carefully issues and come to maskanas that are clearly, indubitably correct, and 100% authentic, let's revisit, let's re-examine, let's reanalyze some of these svaras, let's talk to great Talmidei Chachamim, Gedolei Yisrael, Tshuva Rav Yoetz, let's ask advice from other people who have experience in life, ein chochem kebal nisayon, and with the proper etzah and tziata d'shemaya, the Rebbeinu Shalom will certainly bring us to the true resolution of all these conflicts, and ultimately, lama li kra, why do I need a pasuk? Svaro, one can rely on svara, perhaps even stronger than a pasuk. The Rambam uses a lashon and the Rosh as well, a number of times in Shas, Yeiro Eli, and they say over from Yisrael Salant, that Yeiro Eli of the Rambam and the Rosh is stronger than any raya that the Mefarshim and the Rambam or Mefarshim and the Rosh bring when the Rosh paskins a shayla. So it's based on the sugya, and we examine the sugya, and we can disagree with how he came to his maskana, and the Ari Shoda would disagree with each other. And similarly, the Rambam, the Kesem Mishneh, the Magen Mishneh, all the Mefarshim and the Rambam bring sources for his Piskei Din. But the Rambam says, Yeiro Eli, there already, it's almost uncontestable. He's basically telling you, my gut instinct, based on my knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula, is in this direction. Halavai, all of us should develop that kind of knowledge, that kind of prescience of Kol HaTorah Kula, and that kind of ability to say Yeiro Eli, to know that Asvaras are with Siyata D'Shemaya, and Be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach, Ribbono Shalom, will direct us in the most appropriate way how we should guide our lives and the lives of our children and grandchildren, and that of Klal Yisrael, all of us should be zeicher, that Siyata D'Shemaya, Amen v'Amen.